Although it's not yet set up, the new Port of Dillingham crane is already an impressive sight. The massive gray engine is 12 feet tall by itself, with treads over 3 feet wide. But once you see the flat of boom segments and counterweights nearby, you really get the feeling of the thing's scale. Gene Barrett, port director for the city of Dillingham, says that a crew from Anchorage should have the crane operational by the end of next week.
It pretty much assembles itself if you know what to do with it, apparently. There's not a lot of heavy lifting. There's not a lot of things that we have to do with our forklifts other than get the stuff set down on the ground for them so that they could reach over and grab it. So, from what I understand, it goes together pretty quickly.
Once assembled, the crane, a Linkbelt Model 248 Hilab, will have over double the carrying capacity of the harbor's current crane, a 60-ton purchased from Elmendorf Air Force Base as a stopgap. The harbor's previous crane, a 150-ton Mantua, was decommissioned May this year after an inspection found it to be in need of between $200,000 and $300,000 in repairs. Barrett says that another used Mantua was available, but there were concerns that would only last about 17 years like its predecessor. The hope is that a new model will last substantially longer.
This crane here, being a 2016 model, is, in my mind, a 30-plus year crane.
The new crane's sticker price is about $1.5 million. About $300,000 were taken from the Port Enterprise Fund to cover the down payment, with the remainder being covered by loans. The city expects to pay about $140,000 per year until the crane is paid off. In addition to lasting longer, Barrett says he hopes the new crane is a little more user-friendly than its predecessor.
Our only operator this time is Eric Suttles, and he's operated the old Manitowoc the whole time we've had it. And it's an old school crane, a lot of clutches, a lot of brakes, and there's a lot of physical pounding on things to make the brakes and the clutches set. This actually should make Eric's life a lot easier.
In Dillingham, I'm Spencer Tordoff.